the whole thing is the
leg.
And this is a
foot.
And I have two.
2 feet.
And this real sensitive bone here.
Shin.
Say if you get down in this position, you say you
crouch. Crouch.
Any other term?
Squat.
What about hunker? Did you ever hear that? Hunker down? That doesn't sound familiar.
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear a name for this back part of your thigh? Haunches or hunkers? Or
shank.
Mm-hmm. And say if someone had been sick for a while, you might say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
puny.
Someone who's in real good shape, you might say he's big and
strong.
What if he's a little bit overweight?
Fat.
Okay, what is the word of stout or husky?
You could say that he's real husky or overweight or fat or lard.
Does husky mean overweight?
Not necessarily, no. A man can be husky and wouldn't be overweight.
What does husky mean then?
I'd say strong.
Does it mean a built?
Yeah, the build.
Built big or?
Yeah, built strong. Large muscles, let's say.
What about stout?
The stout would be big and fat. Or,
okay.
Yeah, yes.
And someone who's real easy to get along with, you say he's...
He has a good nature.
Or you say he is...
Easy to get along with.
And someone like a teenage boy that's just all arms and legs and...
Lanky.
Okay.
Clumsy.
Okay. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you might say he's just a plane.
Just piddling.
Okay. Or you might say he's just a plane. The things he does just don't make any sense.
Is idle time? No.
Would you ever call him a fool?
Well, I've called a lot of people fools before this. Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't think people around here would use that term. If he just...
How do they use the term fool?
Maybe somebody does something that just don't make sense to you and I that you and I wouldn't do, and you might say he's just a fool, but not in the terms necessarily that you gave to start with there, that would you call a person a fool.
And somebody who's got a lot of money but never spends any money.
A tightwad.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Average.
Is it is complimentary to be called a common person?
Not necessarily, no.
How could it be insulting?
I wouldn't say that it would be insulting. I wouldn't say that it would be complimentary either. They're just common people.
Mm-hmm. What if you say that a girl is very common? Does that take on a special meaning?
No, not no. She's just normal.
Say an old person, maybe up in their 80s, that still gets around real well, doesn't get tired. You'd say that they're mighty
active.
Any other words you might use? Talk about an old person that's real alive.
Gets around well.
Use the word spry.
Yeah, spry. Spry for her age.
Say if your children were out later than usual, you might say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or a little... You wouldn't feel easy about it, you'd feel...
You'd feel uneasy about them.
And you might say, oh, it'll be all right, just...
Worry about them.
You say, I'm not going upstairs in the dark, I'm...
Scared.
Okay. And you might say... I don't understand why she's scared now. If she hadn't been scared before, you say, I don't see why she's scared now. She
wasn't scared yesterday. Okay. She hadn't been afraid.
Or use the expression used to be, you'd say.
She used to be. She used to wasn't afraid.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say they're mighty.
Mighty careless.
You might say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Peculiar.
Any other expressions?
Funny. Queer.
How do you use that word queer?
Different.
Has that word changed meanings recently?
Not to my knowledge.
Would you ever say that a person is a queer? Would you ever use
yes.
that as a male?
Yeah. A boy, referring to a boy as a queer.
Does that have a sexual meaning? Or
yes.
Did that word always have that sexual meaning since you can remember using it? Or did it ever just mean someone who's eccentric or a little unsociable or something?
No, I don't think so. I think probably years ago you could say that a person may be queer in the way that he acts, the things that he does, but now in the sexual thoughts of the thing, in later years, I heard it referred to as that, but not in the last few years can I say that it's, any of that's changed to my knowledge.
But, I mean, just the queer meaning... homosexual
mm-hmm.
is fairly recent, I mean last 20 or 30 years or something like that.